So this is kind of a little bit of a different thing. I'm basically going to play you a bunch of music today. I have pretty short attention span, and so you're not going to hear a lot of, I'm not going to play whole songs, because then we'd only get through about 8 songs, and I want to cover possibly as many as 20 songs for you in the next 45 minutes. But I love digging for old, forgotten music and unearthing it and sharing it with the world. And as a priest, I'm also especially interested in the rather untapped vein that is gospel, rap, / prog, / disco, / funk. But any of the places where sort of synthesizer and funk kind of intersected with the world of Christianity. We're talking about the original emerging church, if you're kind of into that lingo. This was all done better than anybody's done it since in about 1979. And maybe we'll start where we're going to end, which is with this band. Ela Craig were a prog band in Austria. And in 1979, the Roman Catholic Church hired Ela Craig to create a relevant cosmic prog mass. And this album is simply a traditional liturgical church service, but told through the voice of cosmic prog. So think sort of Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, hired by the church to do church for them. And let me just read some of this material because it's so interesting. During the last 200 years, church music and secular music have been enemies. We must be reminded that great composers of church music, such as Mozart, Haydn, Bach, Schubert, also composed dance music and music for entertainment. For them, church music and secular music were not separate forms. And I'm here today to sort of bear witness to that general train of thought. And so just check them out. Can you see them standing in front of church organs doing their thing? And at the very end of our time together this evening, I'm going to play you their take on the Nicene Creed. And I'll probably play all of that one because it's near and dear to me. But so what I have here are a collection of records that I have acquired and that has just sort of found me in the last few years. For example, this opening one, which I'm actually not going to play you, there's got to be a little mystery here. A DJ who lives in Holland kind of knows my shtick, that I'm into obscure, weird cosmic disco stuff. And I was buying some obscure cosmic disco records from him. He also happens to know what I do for a living and that I'm a Christian. And so in the package, with all of the cool, funky, weird cosmic disco records I was ordering from him, he added this record called Jesus by Jeremy Faith and the St. Matthew's Church Choir and Orchestra. And it's a funky little ditty that nobody in the world has ever heard. And it's gotten so good for me that literally DJs from all over the world are now sending me obscure Christian records like this one. And Dylan, actually, you can find it on YouTube. Dylan is familiar with it. I played it to him last week. So this stack is basically put into an order, which is beats per minute. We're going to sort of start slow and build up, and then at the end we'll slow down again. And so I'm going to sort of show you the record and give you... Actually, let's just begin in an appropriate fashion with the Lord's Prayer. As the band Yaz performed it in their song In My Room in 1983. You may remember Yaz. They were sort of one of the ultimate prom soundtrack bands in the John Hughes movies. They had the song Only You. Do you remember it? Let me just refresh your memory. This is Yaz.
Came back only yesterday.
Don't you want to just die? Okay.
All I needed was the love you gave.
That's a good note to end on. So now, let's just hear Yaz's take in the song In My Room for a moment on the Lord's Prayer. Here we go.
I'm a father.
Oh.
Who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name.
That's our motto with this session. Thy will be done. Next, are you familiar with the Beach Boys?
Yes.
People who get into music tend to get into the Beach Boys, and there's a reason for it, and it's basically because the Beach Boys are not at all what they appear to be. And they were kind of geniuses. In fact, there were multiple geniuses in the Beach Boys. And the one who is most famous is Brian Wilson. And David Zoll, my brother, is the great authority on Brian Wilson, truly. But I've always been attracted to a guy who I would sort of say is like my spirit totem animal, and that's Dennis Wilson, who was the sort of, he was actually the only Beach Boy who could surf, and he was the drummer, and he had about as checkered a past as one can imagine, and died in the most sad fashion. And on his way in the world, he actually made quite a few songs about Jesus. Most of them are very obscure. The Beach Boys became very famous for having an unreleased album called Smile that was then sort of finished and released a few years back, and that was everybody was buying Japanese bootlegs of outtakes of tapes from Smile when I was in high school. And then it turns out all these years later, not only did the Beach Boys have this unfinished, amazing piece of music, but Dennis Wilson had actually recorded an unreleased secret album called Bamboo. And he did release one record, which you can still buy if you have about $90 and you want to buy the original. It's called Pacific Ocean Blues. And one of the songs on it is just cool and funky, and it opens with a great line about Jesus. So this is called Dreamer by Dennis Wilson. Okay, could you understand what he said?
Yeah,
I know a carpenter who had a dream. You killed the man, but you couldn't kill the dream. He said it was easy. People gotta be free. Now, that's magical. And in a little bit, we'll listen to another song from him, too, called The Holy Man, which is a personal favorite, and it's one of those songs that usually makes me cry. I'm going to now move into the important world of early 1980s gospel rap music. And to kick that off, let me introduce you to a record here. This is by the Rappin' Reverend, Dr. C. Dexter Wise III. The liner notes on the back make clear that he did go to Yale. And shout out to Chantel. And this is called I Ain't Into That. And this record here was actually played by Larry Levan, who was one of the great DJ legends of New York City dance club history, who played right down the street at a club called Paradise Garage. And this is a record that was played in that famous, legendary, hugely influential club. And I would say this record is both everything that Mockingbird is and isn't. And I say that because, honestly, I don't have a lot of personal identification with sort of the emphases that he's stressing about what it means to be. He basically says, come on, kids, get cool like me. I'm a Christian, which means I'm not into anything because I'm a Christian. That's not really how I think of things. But still, listen to the song, the production. It's amazing.
They get on my nerves, wasting my time, offering me dope, sex and crime. But I ain't tough and stand up tall. I look them in the eye and I tell them all, get out my face, you low down cat. I'm a different breed. I ain't into that. No foolish thrills, no alcohol, no cool menthol, no smoking weed,
no cool menthol,
no drug abuse, no jive excuse. I ain't into that.
So you get the idea, but you're probably wondering what happens when you, actually let's just stay with that vein for one more minute. MC Sweet released this 10-minute epic rap anthem, The Gospel Beat, which is pretty much a 10-minute rap about Adam and Eve in 1983. And, I mean, look at this guy. Could he be any more awesome? Look at the shoes. Okay. So, do you want to hear what this sounds like?
Yeah.
All right, let me just play a little bit of MC Sweet for you. And in order to set the mood, just as some sort of background visuals, you probably are familiar with this video of Super Wolf, but just, I did it on purpose. So, here we go. Now, let's listen to MC Sweet, The Gospel Beat.
Sisters and brethren, please lend me your ears, cause I got something that's dynamite that I want you to hear. It's that semi-new thing, you know, that's going around. It's called rapping, or poetry to a rhythmatic sound. Now, I don't want to outdo no other rap, competing with the world, I'm not about that. But I just want to say that we've got one, two, that I'm going to get ready to rap for you. I don't mind getting up out of your seats and moving the lips to do the gospel beat. But the main thing is to hear what I say. Jesus Christ, he's going away. Everybody say, Lord, bless Pete McSweet to bring us the gospel beat.
Lord, bless Pete McSweet to bring us the gospel beat.
Here it comes.
Lord, for all he's done,
for giving us this rap.
So everybody come on and join with me, and let's give God a hand clap. All right.
All right, and now he he raps for about 4 minutes about the story of Adam and Eve. So that's kind of awesome, right? Sort of sounds like something the Sugar Hill Gang might have put out. And then we make our way over to Sweden. And for whatever reason, and there is a reason, I'm going to play you a lot of music from Sweden today. Sweden, the center of Sweden, was the heart of the sort of evangelical Bible Belt world in Scandinavia in the 70s and 80s. You knew that. I didn't, but then I started finding all these records coming out of Sweden. And this guy really deserves some major props. Per Erik Holland. And he is probably the whitest guy who was ever born. Look at him. But he wanted to connect with the kids. And so he, on this other Per Erik Holland album, you were wondering if I had two albums by this guy, he has a rap. And it's called The Glorious Outfit. And so let's just for a moment hear Per Erik Holland talk a little bit about this God and what God is like in the gospel through using an interesting clothing metaphor that he really goes all the way with. Let's see here. And let's just get Super Wolf back on to sort of... He's still going. Okay. Actually. All right, here we go. Per Erik Holland, The Glorious Outfit.
Everybody's welcome to this place, regardless of your age, color, or race. It's not the plain, ordinary stuff. No, it's something else, and it's good enough to help you through any common affliction. This is for real and no science fiction. Now come and meet the manager of the place. Got eyes full of love and a heart full of grace. Just come on in and be my guest. I wouldn't give you nothing but the very best. Whoever you are, we got your size. If you wonder about the charge, you're in for a surprise. Cause it's all for free. Everything you see needs no guarantee. Super quality.
It's all for free. Everything you see needs no guarantee. So that's Per Erik Holland. And he's probably got the best theology, in my opinion, of any of the people we've visited so far. Now, let's see. Where else can we go? By the way, I do have some stuff by the British rapper Dizzy Heights from 1985, who also put out a 12-inch called The Gospel. And you gotta respect him for that. So now let's just dive back in one more time into the sort of deep annals of legalistic kind of a little bit intense Christianity for a moment. This is a record by a guy named Gary S. Paxton, and he made a bunch of gospel records in the 70s. And this, he happened to make one really awesome song, at least from a musical perspective, and it's called Nineveh Noose. And this is more of a kind of Turner Burn type song, but actually the instrumentation is so compelling that a big DJ in Sweden named Albion recently, who I've been in touch with, is actually, there are a lot of DJs who are actually interested in this song. And again, a guy in Atlanta named Kurt Jackson, who runs a label called Rotating Souls, he sent me this record. So here's Nineveh Noose. And just, this is just cool music. Although, again, what's the Nineveh Noose?
Up the tree. what you're seeing on the news.
Everybody!
Hey America, you're flirting with that Nineveh news. Sex on TV for little babies to see.
I just thought you should all hear that line. That's Gary Paxton. Did you hear the cool low-end synths, though, and in the bass register there? I mean, for me, I love that kind of a sound. This next one is just a generally sort of prized record in my collection. This is by a German sort of prog guitar musician named Paul Vincent. And this came out in 1983 also. That was a good year. And this song is called Der Computer. And half of the song is in German, and it's between sort of a robot and a space astronaut or something. And then suddenly, and I don't really understand the context, and I kind of like not knowing, but suddenly he starts to talk at one point about Jonah, and then at another point about Daniel. And this is just, I think, grade A, 11 out of 10 cosmic disco music. So I'm actually going to play a little more of this one. So you can just sit back and listen, sort of like, how is this Christian, blah, 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 Der Computer, all this stuff. And then suddenly, when my Lord delivered Daniel from the lion's den. And then another time, a little while later, when my Lord delivered Jonah from the belly of a whale. So, Paul Vincent. That part when he says, then my Lord delivered Daniel. Is that cool? I don't know if you like that. That's the kind of music I really like. And the vocoder, which is that roboticized voice singing, for me, that's like the voice of God. Most of the music I listen to has a vocoder in it, or I never try to get very far away from a vocoder. For me, it's sort of the ultimate way to sing. So let's go back to Sweden just for one quick moment, and then we're going to kind of get funky. This is another, this time we're dealing with Swedish funk. And this is 1976. I actually keep this record in my office at the church. Band Limousine, and they have a song on here, another Swedish Christian group, called Holy Spirit. And this features the amazing opening line, Holy Spirit, don't leave me for a minute. And I love it. So here, just listen to this. I'm just going to play you about a minute of this. That's some quality funk right there. You're wondering about Christmas and who made the best Christmas song. And this is probably the most famous band I'm going to share with you today, other than Dennis Wilson. This is Hot Chocolate. Does anybody remember their famous Christian hit? I Believe in Miracles, right? There's a whole musical on Broadway, I think, about it. But anyway, Hot Chocolate, in their album Class, which also features a really cool cover of the famous Police song Walking on the Moon that nobody knows about, has a song called Brand New Christmas. And I play this a lot during Advent and at Christmas time. And I just want you to hear mainly the bass playing for just a minute where they sing about Jesus and Christmas. English band, they're from England. One of my favorite bands.
Yes, we need somebody to lead us.
Yes, we need somebody to lead us.
We need another Jesus. Jesus, yes, we need somebody to lead us. We need a brand new Christmas, brand new Christmas, brand new Christmas, brand new Christmas bride.
Now it gets so good.
Who can say they're happy with the world today? Who can say they're not affected in any way by the wars and hunger that we see? I turn my eyes away from my TV. I can't stand it, I don't want to see little children dying from poverty. Don't wanna hear it, I can't stand the sound. Keep on shooting people down.
Yes, we need somebody to lead us. We need another Jesus. Jesus, yes, we need somebody to lead us. We need a brand new Christmas, brand new Christmas, brand new Christmas, brand new Christmas, brand new Christmas.
Who can say we don't need heaven anyway? Who can show me someone who's strong enough today to take the gun out of the fighting hand, to take a little away from the greeting hand? Everybody wants the liberty.
Now, the next band I want to play you, in keeping with the sort of Christian funk vein, they're pretty famous. In fact, the guy who introduces them here in a moment, who's also himself pretty famous, he says that this is one of the great bands of all time. So they may not be sort of in your canon, but this might reframe the way you think about the Bar Kays. Are you ready to hear the Bar Kays singing on Soul Train?
their song, Holy Ghost. And I know you're thinking, does he have the record, though? Yes, this is the 12-inch. And I might play this tonight just for us to really get down. It's got incredible percussion going on. But just feel the energy, feel the vibe. This is good stuff. One sec, let me start it over for you.
As they join us, excited to have with us a group of our very favorite people and certainly one of the great bands of all time. As they join us with still another from the long list of great songs they've been associated with, this one entitled Holy Ghost, let's get some hands together, gang, for the mighty Barcades.
The idea. That's some deep funk. Let's now switch tracks a little bit and go to Italy. There's not enough good synth pop, especially not enough profound good synth pop coming out of Italy about Christianity in the 1980s. And I've done a lot of research. There's a song called God Knows by Donna Eyes or something like that, and there are a few other songs about heaven. There's not a lot, but praise the Lord. This band, Blossom Child, released the amazing song, which, believe it or not, was a hit single in Italy in 1984, I think, called I Pray. And this song is a prayer. It may not be your prayer, but this is their prayer. And, you know, I had the privilege of playing this song in Brooklyn about 6 months ago at a club called the Black Flamingo. And we had a room full of people singing Kyrie Eleison. Kyrie Eleison. Lord have mercy. Thanks to Blossom Child. And I have a little bit of the video, but then what I'm going to do is kind of jump over to the lyrics that are... you know, far-reaching in their prayerful searching and interceding. So let's listen to Blossom Child. And notice all of the church things going on here. You've got basically an imitation of sort of castrati boys choir church singing. You'll hear amazing organ work. And then all the good stuff that I think makes for a rich pop single. Where are they? Okay. And I'll even show you a little bit of the video so you can see what it looked like.
Joyless, maybe it's my first day. was a hermaphrodite. Body killing. Oh, you're feeling it. Good. Okay. So now I'm going to play another one that is a big song for me. This is the only song I know of that really talks in depth about both the god, the Hindu god Ganesh, the one, the elephant, and also combines it with the Hail Mary prayer and is really a dedication to Ave Maria. And this one comes from England, and I play this record out a lot. Some of my friends who are here heard me play it just this last Friday to a room full of people dancing. This is from 1984. This is the West India Company, and this is their take on Ave Maria. And I'm going to sort of play you the beginning just so you get a feeling for it, and then I'm going to jump ahead so you can just hear when they bring in the prayer that you'll be quite familiar with. That it's a sort of a Mary's words at the Annunciation. And I do also want to tell you, there's a really famous DJ who a lot of people really think is the bee's knees. He's one of my favorites. His name's DJ Harvey, and he's been known to play this record a lot in the last 2 years. So this is hip stuff. All right, here we go. This is intense, so just hold on to your soul. Here we go. Idea. Now that's, I mean, whew, y'all are great. We're running out of time. Let's just warn the kids about something for a moment. This one comes from Sweden again. This is a Christian record by Chris Lynn, whose album Quiver of Love has one of the great titles of all time, and one good song. This is called There's No Hope in Dope. And this is a pretty hip track that apparently at a festival in Croatia this past year had an entire crowd full of people singing, run away from the pusha man. There's no salvation in dope. And, you know, I don't know how much they were practicing what they were preaching at that moment, but it's still a pretty cool track. It's a little different. This is in the sort of AOR funk vein. But this is kind of a hip record at the moment, too. You know how you don't really have to rhyme if you don't want to?
Only the dirty streets. You get no real chance in Harlem. Life can be a hard time to live. 1 out of 5 is a junkie. It's his way to save his soul. But there ain't no salvation in heroin. It's a shortcut to death for you.
Go. The Book of Ecclesiastes, made famous by the band The Birds. This is a record that's in high demand. I could probably sell this on eBay right now for about $80. You can just barely see the artist Rajan, R-A-J-A-N, British record, 1983. There she is. And this is her take on the Book of Ecclesiastes. This is legit awesome music, I think. Somewhere in there, she says, there's a time for everything under the sun, a time for sowing, a time for reaping, a time for laughing, a time for a bunch of other things. Let's jump, but it's straight from Ecclesiastes, I promise. This is a Simon Adal. This is another Swedish record. And this guy was actually part of a group called
Adina Dahl.
Adina Dahl. Remember them? And you do. So they had about 5 records, including ones that were both released in the U.S. Simon Adal, one of the Adal brothers, made a solo synth pop album. And there's a track on it that is sort of, the word would be eschatological. It's about sort of mystical end timesy kind of stuff. And I think this is very cool. It's in Swedish. So I'll read you some of the lyrics translated by a DJ who's a friend in just a minute. Attractive and beautiful, with beauty, all see, pulsating out of wisdom,
which glows more and more. Beautiful words and sentences, images of mystery, teaching everything.
It's the refrain. Like a moth around lights at night, I'm drawn to his words. I am the waters of life. We're gods for God on earth. So there's a little something really weird. This is American, a song about serving Jesus, but it sounds a lot like he's saying, won't you serve him cheeses? The project, this was brought out by a great label, U.S. label called PPU, People's something, I don't know, PPU is the label run by a guy named Tom Noble and his brother who actually have a shop in Brooklyn. And it's called Superior Elevation. Y'all should go check it out. This is a track they unearthed. Listen to this. Amazing, right? I mean, that's some cool dissonant gospel funk right there. We're almost out of time. Simon Peter, a guy who was the rock, or you might, after hearing this song, say the funk upon which the church was founded. This record from England, 1977, Sphinx, is a 17-minute epic disco ode to Peter and his denial of Christ three times. The A side is called Judas Iscariot. But side B, Simon Peter. Let's just listen a little bit. We find ourselves at the foot of the cross.
Trial, a bit strange.
Huh?
Haven't I seen you with him? Aren't you one of his followers?
Oh, no, I've never seen him in my life before.
Now, you saw that coming. And this was produced by a famous producer, Alex Constantinos, who made millions of great disco records. Oh, here's the second denial. Get the idea. Really good. I don't have time to play you Disco Mass or anything else. I'm going to play you two more little clips. This next one is pretty close to my heart, and this is a famous song that was made famous again by Larry Levan, whose DJ friend, whose name I can't recall right now, took him to his grandmother's church in Crown Heights in Brooklyn, where they heard a choir that became known as the Joubert Singers, who released this record. And this song became a famous song, not only in his club, but also David Mancuso, who founded a famous club called The Loft. He's like the Bob Dylan of DJs. And you can go and see him. And he used to play this song, Stand on the Word. And when I was in seminary, I went into London to see David Mancuso, a living dinosaur, play records. And I was in seminary, and I was going into this cool nightclub in London, and it was about 3 in the morning, and he put on this record.
and I watched the entire room full of dancers with their hands in the air, singing every single word. And I'm just going to give you a little feeling for it, and we'll end tonight's disco with it. Is an incredible climax that throws people into a frenzy. To give you a quick example, this is this past Friday night in Charleston of my friend Party Dad, the son of an Episcopal minister, singing, playing this song to a room full of dancers. Let's get some volume here. This is just a tiny Instagram moment. Why do we not have sound on that? Let's try reopening it. Sorry, thank you for your patience. Almost done. Oh, there's Belinda Carlisle. You see? Heaven. Okay, here we go. Heaven is a place on earth, right here with all of you. Here we go. Let's try this. Well, no sound, but he's singing, "Stand on the word of God," and these people are all responding, "We must not question the good Lord. Stand on the word of God." And you just see that the lines between Christian and secular are indeed very, very blurry. And Mockingbird is, I think, a testament to that truth. And I think my ministry in some ways has become a little bit of a witness to that idea. And I'm really glad you came. We got to end. You're going to have to wait to hear the Nicene Creed. Sorry about that. Okay.
The mixer, John? The mixer?
The mixer?
Yeah, is it just the mixer turned on? Down on the floor?
Oh, you know what? It is. You want to see people sing it? Yeah. Sorry. Okay, let's make that happen. Try this again. That's how the good Lord works. How about that guy? Daniel, he was up visiting from Savannah. All right, thank you so much for coming.